The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to see all of you tonight. We pray God's blessings on our time together. We celebrated All Saints Day this last Sunday. We're going to do it one more time tonight. We pray that God would lift up our eyes to His beatific vision, the glimpse of heaven that God gives us in our first reading from Revelation. Couple of words on our service for tonight. Opening hymn for all the saints, 677. Stand on the last verse, please. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of prayer and preaching. That's on page 260 and following. Page 260 and following. Note the sermon hymn comes after the sermon, not before the sermon in this service. And we'll use the same insert that we did from this last Sunday and Revelation 7. And God's glimpse of heaven for us will be the focus for our service. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for this opportunity to be in Your house, to hear Your word, to be filled with Your peace, Your forgiveness, Your hope, and Your joy. Heavenly Father, in this world, we have many trouble. We thank You that You have overcome this world. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen, to give us life and life to the full. Amen. Amen. Hymn 677.
This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. First reading is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for this day.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the hard ways of Zion.
A reading from 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, because we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together now our intro for this day.
Matthew chapter 5. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when He sat down, His disciples came to Him. And He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We stand and we read together the Ten Commandments found on page 264.
You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's life, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Please be seated. Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. In case you haven't gotten it, we heard these words in our first reading. We sang these words twice at the beginning, at the end. That's called the antiphon of our introit. We spoke them as a part of our gradual. God wants us to know and to hear and to believe these words from the revelation of St. John. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For the last 10 days or so, I've been asking people, well, people around the church and mostly the school kids, what does this sound like? They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. What does that sound like? And almost without exception, the answer that I heard was, sounds an awful lot like baptism, Pastor. Well, that's good. Because it is. How crazy is it to wash something in blood and have it come out clean? Blood, one of the most difficult stains in the laundry room. And yet this is what God teaches us. Washed in the blood of the Lamb and coming out on the other side pure, holy, and clean. All Saints' Day can take a lot of different directions. In some respects, it's kind of like a Lutheran version of Memorial Day. We think about our family, our friends, our loved ones who are no longer with us, who are a part of this picture, this vision of heaven. And that's good. But sometimes we miss the comfort that God is giving to us right here and right now. Who are these? Who are these people? John asks. And the angel says, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. He doesn't say, oh, these are the ones who came out of that great tribulation a long time ago. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. Coming out. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They're baptized. And they're coming out of the great tribulation. That means they're not in heaven yet. It means He's speaking about you and me right here and right now. We have been washed in the blood of Jesus. Salvation accomplished, Good Friday and Easter. Salvation delivered to you in your baptism. When you are washed clean with the blood of Jesus. When you are robed with Christ's righteousness. But that moment of your baptism, that minute that you were created faith in, made a child of God, that instant you were not zapped into heaven. You live right here, right now, in a very real world full of very real sin and very real tribulation. People go to church in Texas, wind up dead, or mourning the loss of loved ones. People go to a country western concert in Las Vegas and end up dead or running for their lives. People just sitting around waiting for something nice to happen are all of a sudden deluged by hurricanes and floods or fire. All these things are happening or have recently happened right here and right now in this country. And we wouldn't have to think very hard or very long to think about other consequences of sin, not imagined but real, here and throughout the world. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. We have other trials and tribulations as well, as we live in this very real world with very real sin. We get sick. The people around us get sick. We have relationships that are broken, fractured, dead. We have trouble at school. We have trouble at the workplace. We have trouble in our neighborhood. We have financial trouble. We have trouble with our government. We can't get along with our neighbors. The consequences of sin are real. Tribulation is real. We sang in that opening hymn, we feebly struggle. They in glory shine. If you dwell on that line, I'm not sure that makes it any easier. My family and my friends who have died in the faith, they're in heaven. Their struggle is over. My struggle continues. I struggle feebly. So what does God give us? He gives us a word. He gives us a word of hope. He gives us a word of comfort. He gives us a word that is as sure and certain as the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. The Lamb that was slain but is now alive and lives and reigns for all eternity. God says, I am with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I'm not 20 miles behind. I am with you right here, right now. Where the Word of God is, there is the presence of God. I am with you as you hear the Word of God. I am with you as you receive the gifts of God. I am with you as the words of forgiveness are spoken into your ear. And I give you a glimpse of heaven. A glimpse of heaven so that we don't mourn hopelessly over our family and friends who have died in the faith, of course. But there's another reason why He gives us this picture of heaven. It's because we feebly struggle. They in glory shine. God tells us that there will come a day when our feeble struggle will be over. We prayed it in the Lord's Prayer just a few moments ago when we said, deliver us from evil. We don't like to think about that too much, do we? When will God deliver us from evil? When we die. Or when Jesus comes again in His might and power and glory. We want to go to heaven, and yet most of us would probably say, just not right now. Let's put it off a while. Next week, next month, next decade. After I see my kids grow up. After I walk my granddaughter down the aisle. You know the kind of things that are the most important thing in the whole world. God teaches us to be ready every day. And in the midst of our feeble struggles, God gives us a glimpse of what His future holds for us. Sometimes things are so great, the only way God can describe them is in negative terms. You hear that? Sometimes things are so great, the only way God can describe them is in negative terms. Coming out of the great tribulation, we who feebly struggle have this to look forward to. They, meaning you, shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. No more hunger, no more thirst, no more scorching heat, no more tears. What are the things that are causing your struggle, your feeble struggle now? Sickness? Cancer? Loss of a loved one? Financial troubles? Whatever it is, God says, to those who are coming out of the great tribulation, no more. It's over. It's done. No more sin, no more sickness, no more cancer, no more divorce, no more hurt, no more pain, no more suffering, no more feeble struggle. This is what God has in store for you. It is guaranteed by the perfect life, the obedient death, the glorious resurrection, the triumphant ascension, the promised return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is guaranteed. It is yours. And now, in the midst of our feeble struggle, we have hope. Our struggle will end. I'm not sure how long. A little while, Jesus says. But it will end. God's guarantee of glory and a mansion set aside for you in heaven where you will gather together with all your family and friends praising God and celebrating at His eternal banquet feast is a done deal. It is yours. And now in the midst of this feeble struggle, God wants you to remember who you are. You are not defined by your struggle. You are not defined by sin or sin's consequences. God says, you are my child, my son, my daughter. You have been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Your name is written in the book of life. I want you to live. Live free. Live at peace. I want you to live, and as Jesus says in John 10, I have come to give you life, and life to the full. A life that is defined by the forgiveness of sins and an everlasting hope, which is Jesus Christ. My friends, today, rejoice. And celebrate. Heaven is real. The forgiveness of sins is real. Your struggle will end. God's word is sure and certain. Let these words permeate your brain and your soul and every fiber of your being. You are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. You have washed your robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, your lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. There are many of German descent who would disagree, but this is without a doubt one of the greatest hymns ever written, as it gives us in song Revelation 7 and this beatific vision of heaven. 676. Behold a host arrayed in white. welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address. We can acknowledge your presence in worship this night. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the hope that God gives, even in the midst of our feeble struggles, through Jesus Christ our Lord, would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
We stand for prayer, page 265. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying and all those who care for them, especially those who have requested our prayers. Raleigh, looking toward surgery. Mark, evaluating different treatment options. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors, especially those considering calls, especially former Good Shepherd member Mark Dewar, as he considers a call, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who mourn, especially the family of Jason Macklin, mourning the death of his grandmother Dorothy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living that, together with them, we may come to the unspeakable joys You have prepared for those who love You. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, You have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of Your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank You, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, Your dear Son, that You have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that You would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. Into Your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let Your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We sing. Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
We sing the common doxology.
Welcome in the name of Jesus. I encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events happening in the days and weeks ahead. Big event that we have coming this Sunday, 40th anniversary celebration. Former Pastor Lance Burnt is going to be preaching both services. Big Miami Notre Dame football game Saturday night, so he may be in mourning. Or he may be celebrating, so I'm not really sure what he'll be, but he'll be in God's house on Sunday morning preaching. During the Bible study hour, Bible study and Sunday school, we'll be here in the sanctuary, and we have a special visit from Martin Luther coming, and we will have a dramatic portrayal of Luther at the Diet of Worms, Here I Stand. So that should be fun. And as a reminder that our congregation stands firmly on the Word of God. We have a congregational meal and festivities right after the 10:30 service, so please plan to join us. Should be a great day. Bible study in the Fellowship Hall, Psalm 119, choir up in the balcony, Lifelight tomorrow at 1. Pastor, anything else? Friday, 10 a.m., and I know there are a lot of places and a lot of people that are doing special Veterans Day observances this year, and which is a good thing. And we've done one here with our school kids for many years, and should be a great time as well. 10 o'clock Friday morning here, and everybody's welcome, and a special time to remember, honor, and to celebrate those who have fought and served, and even those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Have a great day and week in the hope that is yours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.